that we throw it away.
我们好多时候来不知道我们已经在死中了。
Very often we don't know that we are already dead.
与主已经隔绝了，已经在死里头。
We have been separated from the Lord and we are already dead.
但是我们不觉得就是了。
But we don't feel it.
后来慢慢发现头发开始白了。
And we notice that our hairs become gray.
慢慢的我的好多叶子也掉了，是不是空下来
Gradually, smileys fallen away too.
到后来呢，皮也皱了，骨头也枯了，哎呀，死了死了，其实死透了。
And finally, the skins wrinkle and the bones dry.
到那个时候我们才说死了，实际上早已经死在里头。
Well, at that time we say it's dead, although already we're long dead.
是啊，没有一个人例外的，都在这个里头的。
You know, everybody's like that. Everybody's in the same condition.
那我们信主之后，我们还是有这一个必死的身体，那个老我在那里。
So even after we believe, we still have this body of death, which is our old self is still there.
所以它还是有它的活动的余地，一直到毁灭的时候，一直到它这个就这个身体埋葬的时候。
So it still functions and it's still active. And until at the end when we die and we're buried.
那很感谢神呢，就是这个里面神给我们一个新的生命。
But we thank the Lord because within us God gives us a new life.
那就是那个是我们的里头那个灵再活过来。
So God quickened our spirit.
那是我们里头有一个新造的人。在这里头借着身体来显露他的活动。
So we have a new creation within us which is manifested through our body.
那这就是哥林多后书四章十六节所说的。
And this is where, what it says at the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse
16. 那里说我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day.
这里翻译成这个 nature 实际上是 outer man 跟 inner man, 就是外面的人跟里面的人。
Here the translation is nature, the actual original word should be outer man and inner man.
那是外面的人就是这个身体，里面的人就是主给我们一个新造的。这个生命
Our outer man is our body. Our inner man is the new creation that God has given us.
所以一个人信主要追求属灵的生命，原因就在这里。
So a person who believes in God should seek after spiritual life. 信徒是否应当把他的十一奉献全部放在他所属的教会里？若他有心支持其他团体，如 Telegram、中信及其他团体，他应当怎样分配他的奉献金钱 ？Question is, the believers should he give all of his tithing?To the church he belongs. If he also like to support other organizations like Billy Graham's, the Chinese Christian Mission and others, how should he apportion his offerings?
我个人认为原则是我们应该每一个基督徒都有起码十分之一的奉献。
I believe in principle, every Christian should have at least a tithe.
要寻求神的引导，怎么样把这奉献用在他的心意上。
We ought to pray for God's leading as to how we use this tithe.
这是一个蒙福的途径。
This is a way of blessing.
那至于是不是一定要放在自己的教会里头呢？
As to whether we should give all of this into one's church.
原则上是应该如此。
In principle, it should be so.
那不过如果因为看见本地的教会在物质金钱各方面都很丰富。
But however, if we feel that our local church is quite sufficient financially,
也没有什么特别好像一些活动还缺少金钱。
And there is no lacking in funds to support certain, the ministry.
而世界上有很多的地方是急需要神的工作急需要金钱。
And yet there is, we sense the need for the rest of the world where God's ministry requires support.
那他可以按照圣灵的感动来把他的金钱用在合适的地方。
Then this person can follow the leading of God and use his money accordingly.
那么但是对一个教会的牧师长老执事而言呢，
But as for those who are in the leadership, has leadership responsibility in the church.
这一些人我觉得应该是在众圣徒的面前有一个好的榜样，他应该把他十分之一放在本教会。
I feel that these people should set an example for the other Christians in the church, so, and they should put all their tithe in the church.
如果在别的地方还有感动，可以在十分之一以外再奉献。
If you feel led to give more, to give to other organizations, then perhaps you should give over and above the tithe.
我们相信你给的越多，神给你的祝福也会越多。
I believe the more you give, the more blessings you shall receive. 那个圣经的根据，the question is there a biblical reference about this answer?
我这个圣经一时我找不出根据了，因为我们在这样聚会。那么当然这个是我们好像从神的带领一个人的这个过程里说，总是有本分以至于扩展到外面去。
I can't quote you the biblical reference right now, but it seems to me that if we are worshiping in a certain church, then we should take care of the immediate needs first before we expand to other areas.
也好像我们传福音也是先从自己家做见证开始，是一样的道理。
Just like when we're preaching the gospel, we start from our own home and then expand outward.
在天堂里是否还有等级之分呢？为什么有人是与主同享荣耀，有些人是与主同作王？有些人只是仅仅得救，有些人却在外面哀哭泣齿。Are there classes in heaven? How come there are certain people who share the glory of the Lord, others reign with Christ, and still others who are barely saved, and others who maybe even crying and gnashing their teeth outside.
那我想天堂里头没有等级的。I believe there are no classes in heaven.
因为都是神的儿子。
So all are God's son.
不是神的儿子进不了天堂。
If you are not a God's son, you cannot enter heaven.
那么这儿子对于父亲还有什么等级之分呢？
So as between a son and a father, there's no class.
这是头等儿子，那二等儿子。
First class, second class.
但是有不同的儿子，倒是真的。
But there are different sons.
实际上，按照神的心意讲起来呢，希望每一个儿子都得荣耀。
According to God's wish, He wishes that all should share His glory.
实际上啊，是我们做儿子的不要荣耀，神怎么能够给你荣耀呢？
But in fact, we who are sons sometimes do not want to share glory. How can he give us to us?
我们来再读刚刚罗马书第八章。
Let's return
29节练习。
Let's return to Romans 8.
29节30节。
Verse 29,
30. 这就是神的心意。
This is God's will.
啊，我们一起练29节30节。
Let's read together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。所以你看，神把每一个人招出来，要他最终的目的是个个得荣耀。
So you see here, when God calls, His ultimate goal is that everyone should be glorified.
但是这个过程是怎么样子的呢？
But what is the process?
就是要你在地上生命一天比一天更像他的儿子，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is that on earth, every day we should be more like Jesus, the Son.
因此将来我们这个能够做一个名实相符的人。
So, in future, we can be a man consistent in our word and our deed.
这就是啊，跟基督一同管理万有所不可少的啊一个基础。
This is the necessary basis in order for us to reign with Christ.
你想，神是不是许可这样的事发生呢？
Do you think God will allow such a thing to happen?
在地上啊，乱七八糟的过生活。
If you live rather loosely on the world,
啊，将来上天堂还要得荣耀，还要管理万有。
But at the end, when you get to heaven, you can enjoy the glory and share the glory and reign over everything.
我想天使也不服气。
I don't believe the angels will tolerate that.
地狱的人也要造反。
Even the people in the hell would rebel.
他应该跟我一样在这个地方能跑到那边坐宝座。
He should be here with me. How can he go up there and share the crown?
所以这个是不是神不给，是我们今天不追求的关系。
So this is not that God withheld from us, it's because we are not seeking after.
没有等级，只有不同的儿子。
There is no class, but there are different in the sons. 下面这一些问题都是有关教会的问题。所以我们有好几个。伴侣软弱，但是本身追求，是否合欲之任？合欲任长职？是否合欲任其他重要圣公，如主席、组长之类？The question here is that if my partner, meaning a marriage partner, my mate, is somewhat weak.But I like to still, I'm seeking, so am I qualified to be elder or a deacon or maybe some other important ministry like being the chairman or the president of the group?
这个软弱这个词我不知道有很大的差别的哈，软弱到什么程度我不知道。
the word weak has a large latitude.
那我个人认为，如果软弱的程度是指着不跟他同心，还许可他去，这还是可以做的。
If the weakness is to the extent that he or she may not be of one mind or one heart with him, but they're still tolerant of his doing so, then he can still do it.
他做时间呢，希望不要使他太太再软弱。 更软弱。
Provided that in doing so will not further hamper the mate.
这个如果这个软弱是坚强的反对，我想这个是先要把家里面把它内乱平息比较好一点。
But if the weakness is to the point that one is against this, then perhaps he should settle the home problem first.
那譬如说我要到这里来，教父母在那边吵得要死，我也不能做工。
For instance, if Mrs. Chu should object to my coming here, then I can't come. 这两个问题是有关的时候，我就是问一个问题啊。教会是神的家，他会保守这个家。人用各样方法选出教会的同工，是因为害怕或者忧虑教会落在一个不忠心的管家手上。这个是否对神的信心不够呢？这是一个问题。另外一个问题就是说，就在新约里面，教会长老是使徒设立的，为什么现在没有啊？ Question here is that church is God's house, God's family, and he would preserve this family. When men use various methods to elect the elders of the church, it's because we're afraid that somehow the church would fallen into the hands of unfaithful stewards. Does this mean that we do not have sufficient faith in God? Also, in the New Testament, the elders of the church are ordained by the apostles. How come we are not doing that anymore?
头一个问题讲到教会是神的家，一切事情神负责任，那这个我们知道没有注意到人的本分。
When we say church is the home of Christ, home of God, a family of God, and God takes care of everything, this is because we neglected our own responsibility.
你看为什么这个圣经里头有教牧书信？
You know why in the Bible there are pastoral letters?
主要也是就是让这管理教会的人有些原则怎么来管理，而不是把责任都推在神身上。
This is because to provide certain principles for the elders to govern the church so that we don't shirk all responsibilities to God.
所以我们有责任怎么运用神给我们的原则来把神的家管理得好。
So we have a responsibility to apply these principles to govern God's family.
这个不是没有信心，这反而是有信心的一个行为。
This is not because we don't have enough faith. This is, in fact, an act of faith.
那么至于现在为什么没有长老案例使徒案例长老的事。
As to why we don't have apostles ordaining elders.
那实际上如果你了解使徒是什么就知道这不是一个没有的事情。
The question here is that our understanding about apostles.
那所谓这个使徒乃是说是指说神给他特殊使命可以供应众教会的一些侍奉主的人。
An apostle is a person who has a special mission, has special responsibility where he can serve churches.
那因此现在有一些教会的长老是由一些侍奉主多年的传道人所安立的。
So some of the elders of our churches are ordained by experienced God servants.
那么还有就是我们看见这个提摩太前书第三章那里讲到信徒也可以看见教会里面某一些人合乎长老的资格，大家一同把他选出来的。
Also in 1 Timothy 3, we see where Christians who may recognize the qualities of the elders and elect them.
所以这个应该不是一个很大的问题。
So this is not a very, very, important, not very, big problem. 我们教会中有一位热心服侍主的肢体，他与另外一位灵命较软弱的肢体有摩擦，后者常在许多人面前讲前者的短处，对教会有很大的损亏损。已经有人劝前者，就是有热心服侍主的肢体，与我与后者和好交通，而前者坚持无此负担。这个事应该如何处理？因为这个问题对教会整体的见证有很大的拦阻。There is a very faithful member of our church who has some difficulty with another member who is somewhat weak, and the latter spread a lot of rumors before people about the former, and this creates causes the church to a lot of problems. So there are some people who had counsel the faithful member to seek reconciliation and fellowship with the other person, and yet he refused because he did not feel that he is moved. He has this same moving. How should we handle this problem? This is a very important problem because the witness of the entire church has been delayed. Not delayed, but
我建议写这个条子的弟兄或者是姊妹先做一件事。
I suggest whoever written this do one thing first.
要这个软弱的肢体不要再散布谣言。
That he should ask the person who's weak not to spread any more rumors.
啊，这个是我相信爱心的第一个反应，应该是如此。
I believe this should be the first reaction of love.
那么至于这个这个两姐之间的摩擦到底是什么原因呢？
As to what is the reason for this friction?
那么如果是关于真理方面，这个软弱的肢体有了毛病。
If this is a matter of truth, and if there is some problem with the, that weak, weak member.
那个如果是那个热心的肢体对于他已经多次劝勉还没有悔改。
If the other person had counsel and talk to the weak member, and yet he or she will not repent.
以至于现在觉得没有感动再去帮助他。
So that now he doesn't feel the move by God to help him anymore.
我觉得这是对的。
I feel this is correct.
那如果是为了个人的利害冲突。
But if it's just due to some conflict of personality.
我相信这个热心爱主的弟兄或者是姊妹是应该会去跟他交谈，他去解决这个问题。
I think reconciliation should be seeked.
所以发现这个问题的人一定要把或者问题的本质把它搞清楚。
So whoever has discovered this problem should find out the reality of the problem.
要从真理的角度发现问题的本质，就容易找着这一个处理的方法。
So you should look at the reality problem in the light of the truth, so that we may seek a solution.
牧师在教会的职分是什么？
牧师与教会的关系是什么？教会的雇工还是对教还是对神有责任的雇工？在什么情形之下才可要求牧师辞职？就是要就是说合乎真理的要求牧师辞职。Several questions about pastor. First one is, what is the standing or responsibility of the pastor in the church? And what is the relationship between the pastor and the church? Is he just an employee of the church, or is he an employee with responsibility only to God? Under what condition can one ask the pastor to resign according to scriptural truth?
这好像有一点造反的作风。
The uprising.
不，这是一个很实在的问题。
Very practical problem, however.
教会里面牧师的职分啊，我们知道是主要是牧养群羊。
We know the job of pastor is to pastor.To minister the sheep.
所以要用真理来造就信徒。
So should edify the members through truth.
在他们灵性的生活上人生的道路上各方面做一个好的引导者。
So he should be a good leader in terms of spiritual life as well as personal life.
在这一方面做牧师的自己本身也要做好的榜样。
So a pastor himself should set a very good example.
这是一个牧人应该有的一种见证。
This is the necessary witness of a pastor.
主耶稣说他是好牧人。
Christ said he's a good shepherd.
他放出自己的羊来他就在前头走。
He let out his sheep and he walked in front of them.
所以说他留下一个可以效法的那个榜样。
So he left an example which we can follow.
所以这个工作的确是不是很容易的。
This is a very difficult work.
所以了解这一点呢弟兄姊妹就不会把他当过雇工。
So we understand this, then we will not regard him as an employee.
那么至于跟教会的关系是怎么样呢？
So what is the relationship between the pastor and the church?
这好像指着实际上是讲到这个牧师的去留的问题。
It seems like it's talking about the whether the pastor should stay or leave.
现在这方面的一种形态啊是多得不得了。
We seem to have a lot of situation in this category.
有的有宗派呢他就派得来调得去是由上面来主管一切。
Well, there are certain denominations, their denominational office decides that. They will send someone here or send someone somewhere else.
有的教会呢是他自己创立的他就永远在那里你也赶不掉。
There are certain churches that the pastor is established and he's still all the time, you can't kick him out.
那么还有一些教会说我们把他请来了要投票少一票你就要走路。
So there are other churches that we invite you to come, so we'll take a vote. If you fall one vote short, you're gone.
我个人觉得这些都不是很好的现象。
I feel that none of these is a good phenomenon.
这都是人灵性不成熟的一种表现。
This is sort of the expression of spiritual immaturity.
按照我个人觉得最理想是传道人他应该有托付知道他在这里做什么。
I feel that ideally a preacher should have a sense of responsibility. He knows what he's supposed to do.
他的任务完成，应该他知道神把他带哪里去，他要走路。
So if he has fulfilled his responsibility, he should know where God leads him to.
那弟兄姊妹对于这件事情，总是从旁祷告啊，那尊重他们的带领。
And brother and sister should pray and should honor God's leading.
那但是这样子好像有点太疏离，太抽象一点。
This may sound like very spiritual, very abstract.
那所以如果能够有一个有一个这个合约，我觉得也算不错。
So if we have a covenant, agreement, maybe it's good.
双方有一定的限制，但也有一定的自由。
So there are some limitation and certain freedom on both sides.
如果这个某个时候信徒觉得我们不能受帮助，我们也做好时候预先告诉传道人，或者传道人我要走，什么时候预先告诉教会，那这样子大家就不会有太大的困难。
So if the members feel that they're not getting the help they require, or the pastor feel that he's led to go somewhere else, a certain period of notification perhaps would be helpful.
我个人坚决反对吵架打架而走。
I'm against definitely when one have to fight before we leave.
问题解答，继续问题解答以前，有人做了一个打油夫。
我这个大概不能翻译，我就是把它念一下啊。就是加乐椒加。请你们不要笑啊！等到我念完以后呢，一共有四节啊。这个卖加乐椒、加辣椒，有人为他祷告。加乐椒、加辣椒，到处跑。变主道，大概是变主道。加乐椒、加辣椒，约伯记讲得好。加乐椒加辣椒在大陆受煎熬，这是留给你做一个纪念。
这也是我传道的第一次记录。
下面这里有一连串的问题，是有关于团契跟教会的关系。第一个问题是教会是不是团契是不是教会，团契是不是也是教会。若是回答不是或者是不完全，那么有中国团契是否应该成立中国教会。第三，若是已经有中国教会，是否不应该有中国团契的存在？ Question here is relating to the relationship between fellowship and church. First of all, is a fellowship or a Christian fellowship or a Bible study also a church? If the answer is no or not exactly, then if you have a Chinese Christian fellowship, should you not also establish a Chinese church? Then the third question, if we already have a Chinese church, then should or should we not have a Chinese fellowship?
我们已经讲过这个团契不是教会。
We have already said that a fellowship is not a church.
一个教会可以有好多的团契，但是一个团契不是一个教会。
A church may have several fellowships, but a fellowship is not the church.
我们知道这个团契是有相当的范围的。
We know that the fellowship has a certain area.
所以说有青年团契，有这个老年团契，也有妇女团契，有弟兄团契等等。
We may have a fellowship for the youth, for the older senior citizens, or the women, or others.
但是教会却是一切都包括在内。
But the church includes everybody.
但是有的时候呢，这个团契在的地方不一定有教会在的地方。
But sometimes a place may have a fellowship, but it may not have a church.
比如说有些小的城市有大学，大学里面有查经班，有团契。
For instance, in certain cities, there may be universities where the fellowship or Bible studies exist.
那我们说有中国团契是不应该成立有中国教会呢？
And the question would be asked, if you have Chinese fellowship, should you not also establish a Chinese church?
首先我们知道这个 教会没有这个种族或国籍的这个分别。
First of all, we should say that the church has no distinction of nationality.
所以要有中国教会的成立呢，是因为有一些事实上需要并且有神这样带领，为了他的工作能够更快的传扬。
The reason that we have Chinese church is because of circumstances where the and also the leading of God so that His ministry can be advanced.
那我们晓得如果有一个地方有许多的中国人，而是美国的或者是当地的教会很难很快的把福音传给这些人。
So if we have known a certain place where a lot of a large Chinese population and the American churches find it very difficult to reachthese Chinese people.
而在这中国基督徒里面有一些人有神的感动要向这些人传福音。
But among the Chinese Christians, if they are led by God to preach the gospel to their own people,
那所以这两个条件呢是构成可以往这个方向去发展。
If both of these requirements are met, then we can develop in this direction.
那实际上呢这是一个时间神的一个特别的带领。
In actual case, this is a particular solution for this particular time.
那至于说是为了我们中国人大家在一起不愿意到这个老美的礼拜堂做礼拜，那个是不是一个适当的理由？
So it won't not be an appropriate reason.If we only feel that we Chinese, we don't want to mix with Americans and worship with them, that is not a valid reason.
那么至于讲到已经有中国教会是不是应该成立中国团契，这也是要看实际的需要而定的。
And the question as to if we already have a Chinese church, should not we have another Chinese fellowship?This also depends on circumstances.
那我们看见有好多时候教会的力量比较太分散，而不能够很集中的在校园里头看顾青年基督徒，并且向校园的这个非基督徒传福音，所以有一个团契存在，的确是非常好的一件事。
Sometimes if the efforts of the church is spread out, it cannot be concentrated.In the campus, on a campus ministry, then perhaps it's good to have a fellowship to concentrate on reaching the unbelievers among the students.
但是我们在团契的工作里面，不要忘记应该有一个目标。
But we should remember that the work of the fellowship should have a purpose.
就是我自己也应该有教会生活。
That is, Each of us should have a life in the church.
我们带领了一个人信主，一个学生信主之后，应该把他带入到教会里去。
After we have led somebody to Christ, we should also urge him to join a church.
我们已经讲过，教会是神心意的中心。
We have already said church is the heart, is pleasing in God's sight.
那但是团契呢，却是我们属灵生活的一部分或者一个过程。
But the fellowship is only part of our spiritual life.
那我们不能够把一个工作做到一半以后呢就没有想到长久的利益。
So we cannot just do the work halfway and not looking at the in the long view.
今天有些地方教会跟团契的关系搞不好。
Today there are a lot of places where there's friction between the church and the fellowship.
这个责任是两方面的。
The responsibility falls among both parties.
因为有一些人在团契里头出生了，他永远就留恋团契的生活。
Some people have started in the fellowship, so they stay in that fellowship.
所以跟我从前的观念一样，喜欢有一个青年教会。
That's the same way that I felt before. I would like to have a church made consisted of all young people.
因为我也是团契里得救的。
Because I was saved through the fellowship.
那所以在这团契里面，我们大家真是如鱼得水啊，这是很方便的一件事。
So I was very at home in the atmosphere of the fellowship.
可是这个慢慢就发现会行不通。
But I've learned that as time goes, there are problems.
你想，你到年纪老了，带着太太、儿子、孙子去团契吗
？So can you imagine that when you are become elderly, that you bring your wife and your children into the fellowship?
恐怕那些团契说你不应该来，你怎么来了？
So the other people in the fellowship may reject you.
所以这个你晓得不是一个一个正常的现象。
So this is not a normal situation.
所以必须要以教会做我们这个属灵的家的一个观念养出来，养成。
So we need to have a concept that the church is our spiritual home.
但另外一方面，我们传道人有的时候也为团契制造一些麻烦。
On the other hand, some of us pastors may create problems for the fellowship.
总想把什么工作都放在自己的控制之下。
We like to control everything, all the work.
因此好像学校里的团契也是属于我们教会的。
So we feel that the fellowship from the university should also belong to the church.
这个是越过了他的这个工作范围之外。
This is sort of overstepping the bound of his ministry.
传道人只能给这个团契，比如说学校里面团契的弟兄姊妹，给予这个善意的建议和指导。
The pastor should always help.With good intentions, the work of the fellowship.
并且给他们在实际需要上一些帮助。
And should give a practical help to the fellowship.
也教导他们这些负责的弟兄姊妹、信主的人应该有教会的生活。
And also teach them that teach the responsible leaders of the fellowship that they should have a life in the church.
但是不要勉强这些人一定要到自己的教会里来。
But you should not compel people to come into your own church.
让他们自己祷告，他们喜欢到什么教会就让他们到什么教会去，当然要纯正信仰。
Should encourage them to pray as to God's leading which church they should attend.
因为我们知道在一个学校里面这个团契的这个成员不一定是来自一个